The chair will now recall the matter of election of officers, that being the chair. This is a matter that was held over from the meeting of March 27th, 2025. And I'll look to the secretary. I believe that there was a pending motion when we held this, correct?
Yes, sir. Commissioner Dickerson nominated Commissioner Broussard for the chair.
Very good. So we are on the nomination of Commissioner Broussard to serve as the chair and discussion of that.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'd like to withdraw my motion and resubmit it to move the election of Shauna Broussard as chair of the commission effective upon the 1st of July, 2025.
Very good. I think that's a great idea. As most of the public knows, we've had cuts in staffing, and we have staffing issues and things like that. And I know just for me, having taken over this position as acting chair, it puts a lot of pressure on the staff, and there have been some recent departures and things of that nature. So hopefully that will give Mr. Broussard time to be able to move into the spot and take everything out of my office and move it down to your office. So Commissioner Lindeman.
Thank you. I'm going to continue my speechifying. Now, after this matter, I'll only do one more time. So I want to first take a moment to express my deep gratitude to Trey Treanor for everything he's done this year while serving as acting chair. Trey, your leadership has been marked by clarity, commitment, and authenticity. You've been a strong advocate for this agency and for the staff who keep it running every day. You've led with transparency, with humor, and with a genuine engagement that has made it not only easy, but truly enjoyable to work with you. So thank you for your steady hand and your good spirit. I also want to thank Commissioner Broussard for once again stepping up to serve as chair. Quite frankly, it's not fair. This is the second time Commissioner Broussard has had to assume the role of chair without the time to plan her priorities, to shape her vision, or to build the staff support she deserves as our leader. That said, if there is anyone who knows this agency inside and out, it is certainly Commissioner Broussard. And while the circumstances may be less than ideal, I have no doubt that she will lead us with grace, strength, and determination through this, hopefully brief, lack of quorum. And when we are restored to full strength, I know she'll be the one grinding those gears to get us moving again and to tackle whatever backlog may be waiting. We are lucky to have both of you, Acting Chair Treanor and Commissioner Broussard. I'm not sure how to address you in this very moment since you are not vice chair, since you have never had the opportunity to serve as vice chair. But I am grateful for both of you.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Dickerson.
Thank you. I had a speech, but Commissioner Lindenbaum's is better, so I'm going to speak off the cuff. I was happy to make the motion. Commissioner Broussard and I came in together in 2020, and we were immediately handed the leadership positions for our caucuses. I had by far the better end of that deal as vice chair, while Commissioner Broussard, of course, was handed the reins of the agency. A very difficult transitional time coming out of a lack of a quorum and a significant backlog, and gifted with new colleagues who did not know the building in the way that she did, in many cases did not have staff. It was a chaotic time. And I will just say that, just speaking personally, because as everyone knows, I don't really like the titles anyway, but being chair of this agency is a thankless job. Done well and done without regard for personal aggrandizement and showmanship, it is an act of stewardship. It is an act of diplomacy. And I have not seen anyone do it better than Shauna Broussard in my time in the bar. Clearing the backlog with new colleagues in 2021 was a great public service. And I take great personal relief in seeing her at the helm of this agency as it moves into a transitional period. And I want to agree with Commissioner Lindenbaum, both on my thanks to Commissioner Treanor for jumping into the breach and for his leadership. Those of you who have been longtime observers of this commission can read the temperature of this dais and compare it with previous years. That doesn't just happen. Like that's the result of acts of personal leadership by Commissioner Traynor and Commissioner Broussard over the last months and years. And I'm very grateful for that. I'm very happy to see Commissioner Broussard, who I will attest is a careful lawyer, a hard worker, and deeply committed to the even application of the law. So yes, I look forward to this motion hopefully succeeding and leaving this place in very good hands.
Well, let me say one thing. So today is the 236th anniversary of the inauguration of George Washington as the first president of the United States, as the father of our country. So hopefully today will be marked as a day that in her second term in office as the chair, we can make Shauna Broussard the mother of the SEC. Commissioner Broussard.
Well, as I've told you before, Commissioner Traynor, that answer will be no. Shauna Broussard is not the mother of the FEC. She is the soon-to-be chair of the agency. But thank you. Nonetheless, I want to join in all the comments that have been said regarding you during this time. It was an unexpected tenure, and you stepped in, and you immediately made avail yourself for the two of us to work together to keep things going. I have remarks, I'll read them. I would say I do not like being the person that gets put in the ship when the ship is either rudderless or when the ship has no clear direction. But I am known for being a person that will give it direction, and I will do so. So let me read the remarks, because all this niceness will just eventually overwhelm me. As many of you already know, this agency has recently undergone a significant leadership transition. But let me be clear, our focus must remain on the mission of the FEC. To protect the integrity of the federal campaign process by providing transparency and fairly enforcing and administering federal campaign finance laws. Do not take for granted that I'm reading this to you. It is something that all of us should be familiar with. That work in this building. This agency is not about one individual. It's about all 276 people in this agency that work together in pursuit of a shared purpose. Our responsibility to the public and to each other remains unchanged. I will take on this role with a sense of duty, and in the near future, probably July 1st, as has been indicated, I will present an agenda for the rest of the year. But for now, we must commit to our mission and move forward with resolve. So at the appropriate time, I will be voting to approve myself as the chair, which is quite unusual. I will say to be voting for yourself and feels quite uncomfortable, I must admit.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Dixon.
No, I appreciate that. I abstained on my own chair vote. It's another burden that has been placed upon you by events. I'm sorry. With that, I move the previous question.
Great. Commissioner Dickerson has moved the previous question. All commissioners in favor of Mr. Broussard serving as chair effective July 1st, say aye.
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 Aye. No opposed. The motion carries unanimously. Congratulations.